The Blues of the Juke Joint are sponsored in part by the Duke and Duchess of Juke, Robert Barkley and Peggy Brisbane of Mount Pleasant.
I've been searching way too long, trying to find a place to call my own. There's no place I'd rather be. Haven't found that place for me. Here I come, moving all down the line. I'm gonna keep on moving, baby, until I find what's mine. So much struggle, so many fights, trying to keep the blues alive. So many nights, so much pain.
Opening up our blues trip around the world tonight, that's Jose Ramirez. He is from Costa Rica. This is his CD from a couple of years ago called Here I Come, and we are listening to the title track.
Until I find what's mine.
Well, good evening. It is now 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on your Sunday night, and that means it's time for 3 hours of blues and soul music from the Juke Joint. My name is Robert Barclay. As I mentioned a moment ago, we'll be taking a trip around the world. Tonight on the show, we're going to be hearing from blues artists from Austria, Ireland, Israel, Australia, Croatia, Canada, England, Brazil, Italy, Germany, the Netherlands. I think that pretty much covers what I have time for tonight. This feature was suggested by a listener in Saginaw named Keith, who is a regular listener, and he and his wife Debbie support the Juke Joint broadcast, so I am happy to do this feature. I had to admit, in 36 years of doing this show, I had never done an international, around-the-globe blues feature. I've done Canadian blues, I've done British blues, and of course, African-American blues and everything else going on in the United States, but not going around the globe. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight. A moment ago, we heard from Jose Ramirez. Like I said, he was from Costa Rica. He now lives in Florida. He's trying to get his recording career going. He has a new release coming out shortly on the Delmark label. Haven't received it yet, but I look forward to it. To give you an idea how serious he is about the blues, on the inside of his forearm, from his wrist to his elbow, he's got a close-up of Robert Johnson with his guitar and a cigarette hanging out of his lip. That's on his right arm. On his left arm, Jose Ramirez has the headstock of a Fender guitar tattooed on the inside of his left arm. Let's return to his CD, Here I Come, and this tune is titled Stop Teasing Me.
It's driving me mad the way you wear your dress. Oh, baby, please stop teasing me. You keep dancing like that, I swear I'll take you home with me.
That was Jose Ramirez. Here I Come is the name of the release. He had Jim Pugh on the piano and the B3 organ on both of those tracks. And the second tune we heard was Stop Teasing Me. And we opened up with the title track, Here I Come. Now we're going to head down to Australia for a slide guitarist named Dave Hall. He was actually born in the UK in 1948, so he is 73 right now. At the age of 4, his family left the UK and moved to Perth, Australia. At the age of 6, he heard his first Muddy Waters record, and it perked up his ears. At the age of 12, he bought his first guitar, and he learned how to play the blues from listening to albums by Elmore James, Mississippi Fred McDowell, Muddy Waters, Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, Blind Willie Johnson, and numerous others. He doesn't play slide entirely, but he does play quite a bit of slide. And here's the interesting thing about him. If you ever saw Dave Hall, whether it was in person or on a video, he injured his hand years ago, and he had to relearn how to play slide guitar. Now, when you hold the neck of the guitar and you've got your slide on your pinky or your ring finger, whatever finger it's on, you usually come underneath the neck of the guitar and drag the slide along the strings. Dave goes over the top of the neck of the guitar and plays his slide. So let's listen to him on a pair of tunes that came out on his 1999 Alligator CD, which is a U.S. label. Celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, as a matter of fact. Let's listen to Dave Hall on his CD titled Under the Spell, and we're going to open up with a tune titled Short Memory. Thank you. That was Dave Hole from Australia. And that was a tune I remember Curtis Salgado recording that, 15 or 20 years ago. Give Me More Love and Less Attitude. Dave Hole on vocals and guitar. And we opened up and we heard quite a bit of slide on that first tune titled Short Memory. It is now 8:24 and a half. My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Juke, spinning blues and soul music for you here for the last 36 years. Thanks for being there for at least a part of that ride. 95% of the show tonight will deal with artists from around the globe, but I have a few tracks coming up in a little while that came by request for listeners who wanted to hear some Taj Mahal and some Bob Dylan. And another listener in Midland wanted to hear a specific tune by Muddy Waters. We'll get to that in the next 10 or 15 minutes. I heard from Urbano. He took last Sunday night off. He's our resident poet here at the Juke Joint. And he took last Sunday night off listening to the music while he was reflecting on his father. I think his father's birthday was if he had been alive, he'd be 113 last week. So they were celebrating Dad. Well, here is Urbano's poem for tonight. Weather finally breaking, fresh blooms I have spied. Relaxing on the back deck, radio at my side. Thank you, Urbano. Good to hear from you. I also heard from Smokestack Jeff, listening online from Trenton, New Jersey. And I found out that Ian in Ubley, Michigan, which is over near the shores of Lake Huron in the Thumb of Michigan, he's got his sister Mary listening to the show from Long Beach, California. How cool is that? And their father is listening often from Harbor Beach. Mike from Interlochen checked in, as did Arlene in Eastport. And Tony from North Branch said he's sometimes painting on Sunday nights while he's got the Juke Joint tuned in. Thank you for dropping me a line. Good to hear from you. Well, now we're going to turn to a blues artist from Israel. His name is Guy King. That doesn't sound like an Israeli name, but I'm not sure what his father's last name may have been King. I'm not sure. But anyway, he was born and raised in a small rural town in Israel. He came to the U.S. for the first time when he was 16. 5 years after that, he returned to the United States, had a short stay in Memphis and New Orleans, then headed north to Chicago in pursuit of his musical career. He's 43 years old now. He's had the chance to play, to open shows in front of B.B. King and Buddy Guy. He has toured the world to Japan, France, Belgium, Switzerland, England, Italy, Mexico, Argentina, Chile, and Brazil. So Guy King gets around. I've seen him at the Chicago Blues Fest in recent years. He really got his start professionally as a member of Willie Kent's band. Willie Kent was the singer and bassist, and Guy King was his lead guitarist for 6 years until Kent passed in 2006. Well, here is Guy King on vocals and guitar from his Delmark CD titled Truth. And I love this tune. It's a Percy Mayfield tune. Here's Guy King, Cooking in Style.
When you love me in the evening and the moon is bright above, whisper and tell me that you know that I'm the one you love. That's when you're cooking, baby. Yes, you're cooking in style. Love to be told that you care for me, and I love it all the while. And when you love me in the morning like you did the night before, you tell me that you need me and you never let me go. You'll be cooking, baby. Yes, you're cooking in style. Love to be told that you care for me, and I love it all the while. squeeze me, and you know I love it too. The way you treat me, baby, makes me know your love is true. Cause you've been cooking, baby. Yes, you're cooking in style. I love to be told that you care for me, and I love it all the while. But just remember to remember that I love your loving ways. And if you'll never change, I love you all the rest of my days. Cause you are cooking, baby. Yes, you're cooking in style. I love to be told that you care for me, and I love it all the while. All the while.
Everything's okay. I wasn't worried about nothing at all. Drinking and laughing and having a ball. But listen, now I'm broke and got a cent. The party's over, I ain't paid my rent. See, the same thing, same thing. The same thing that will make you laugh, make you cry. Went out to gamble last Saturday night. Me and a friend of mine was out of sight. He had me going, I was losing fast. Oh Lord, you should have heard him laugh. But before the night was through, I won his money and his new hat too. See, the same thing, same thing. The same thing that will make you laugh, make you cry.
From Israel, that was Guy King on vocals and guitar on a tune titled The Same Thing That Can Make You Laugh Can Make You Cry. Ray Charles and Jimmy Lewis co-wrote that tune. When I say these are international blues artists, they are indeed from all over the world. But don't think that they're going to sound like, oh yeah, he sounds like he's from Poland, or he sounds like he's from Italy, or she sounds like she's from Sweden. These are artists that look to American blues artists for their inspiration. The African-American artists from the first and second generation, people like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and T-Bone Walker, these are some of their favorites. As I got to know these musicians' backgrounds, those are the names that popped up most frequently. That was Guy King. He is 43, by the way, now is based in Chicago, and once COVID is over, I suspect he'll get back to touring the world. It is now 8:37, and I'm going to move away from the international blues we're hearing from all over the world tonight to play a couple of tunes that come by request of, let's see, there's five of them. Fisherman Mark, Fisherman Randy, Fisherman Larry, Fisherman Mike, and Fisherman Pat are celebrating their 54th anniversary of their annual Trout Weekend camping trip. Last year, it was canceled for the first time due to COVID, but it has taken place all those years ever since. So they, I suspect, have already had a fine dinner on the banks of wherever it is that they are fishing and got their radio tuned in and are looking for these two requests. This email came in to me earlier in the week, so that's why I can get to it tonight.
All of the time, baby going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife, catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing too. I went on down to my favorite fishing hole, baby grabbed me a pole and line. Threw my pole on and caught a 9-pound catfish. Now you know I brought him home for supper time. Proving any fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing too. Brother about to run me out of my mind. Say, can I go fishing with you? I took him on down to the fishing hole. Now, what do you think that he did do? Pull a great big fish out the bottom of the pond. Now, he laughed and jumped because he was real gone. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a-going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. And my baby going fishing too. Put him in the pot, baby. Put him in the pan, honey. Cook them till they're nice and brown. Make a batch of buttermilk, whole cakes, mama, and chew them fangs and then chomp them on down. Singing any fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relay. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing to play the blues. Tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, mama's going fishing, and the baby going fishing too.
Daylight sneaking through the window and I'm beneath the moon, out to where the trucks are rolling slow. Sit down on this bank of sand and watch the river flow. Wish I was back in the city instead of this old bank of sand. Sun beating down over the chimney tops and the one I love so close at hand. If I had wings and I could fly, I know where I would go. But right now I just sit here so contentedly and watch the river flow. People disagreeing on just about everything, yeah. Makes you stop and wonder why. Why only yesterday I saw somebody on the street who just couldn't help but cry. Oh, but this old river keeps on rolling though. No matter what gets in the way and which way the wind does blow. And as long as it does, I just sit here and watch the river flow.
That was for a group of five fishermen who are camped out along the river somewhere in Michigan. I don't know if it... Whoops, there's Bob. I'm spinning vinyl on that. I went through... I have probably 60 Bob Dylan albums, and I did not find that song on anything, on any of his CDs that I have. And so I pulled this off some vinyl from his Bob Dylan's Greatest Hits Volume 2, a double CD. And that was Watching the River Flow. And that was recorded in 1971. Dylan on the vocals, Leon Russell at the piano, Jesse Ed Davis on guitar, and Jim Keltner on the drums. And a very cool tune for a group of fishermen out enjoying nature tonight. And I've already had a couple of listeners checking in from California. Henry in Sanger, California is listening. And Jeremy in Alamo in the San Francisco Bay says, exercising during the Juke Joint broadcast makes it almost fun to be doing some exercise. Councilman Joe from Gaylord checked in, and he said he's in Kansas City now and is about to head down to Knucklehead's Blues Bar, a very popular place. I'd love to go there sometime myself. And Mike in Central Lake checked in, and he said he really enjoyed last Sunday night's tribute to the late Paul Asher, who joined the Muddy Waters Band in the late 1960s. Well, let's get back to my feature on the international blues scene. Now we're going to turn to a man from Austria. His name is Raphael Resnick. Resnig is spelled W-R-E-S-S-N-I-G. I hope I'm not butchering the pronunciation of Resnig, but he's based in Austria. He is fluent in the blues, jazz, soul, and funk on the Hammond B3 organ. His heroes were Jimmy Smith, Shirley Scott, and Booker T. Jones. He has traveled all over the world. He has more than 20 albums out. I'm going to play a couple of things from his 2018 CD titled Chicken Burrito. And he's got West Coast-based Alex Schultz on some tasty guitar. James Gadson is on the drums. Raphael Resnig is on the B3 on a tune titled Chunky Thighs.
Seen the sunrise in Croatia. I drunk grappa in Italy too. Been up on the highest mountain and down to the deepest sea. I barbecue in Memphis. Man, I have me some shrimp in Malibu. Funky down at the maple leaf. Try trying to keep the message true. I was born to roam. You need to understand. I'm a man without a home, 'cause I'm a traveling man. A traveling man is what I am.
On the Hammond B3, that was Raphael Resnig with Alex Schultz on guitar and James Gadson, that is, on the drums. Chicken Burrito is the name of the release. It's on the Pepper Cake record label, and that came out in 2018. Want to come back after the station ID and some other messages? We're going to turn to a man by the name of George Ivan Morrison. So you be sure to stay near the radio.